Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad to see each and every one of you. I've been looking forward to seeing each of you this morning. You know, it's not in every place that the Lord's people gather together that there's peace and harmony among themselves. And so I think sometimes we can take spiritual things for granted, and I'm thankful that we can worship God in peace and in unity here at this place. This morning, the lesson is entitled, Looking in the Right Direction. Our spiritual view should be focused while we look, not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 18. Salvation should keep us looking five ways. God be thanked, that's number one. That you were the servants of sin, that's number two. But ye have obeyed from the heart, that's number three. That form of doctrine which delivered you, that's number four. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Number five. That's Romans chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Looking in the right direction includes an upward look of thanksgiving. God be thanked, Romans 6, 17. Not thankful that they had been sinners, but thankful for being rescued and changed. The psalm, O thou fount of every blessing, emphasizes this upward look of thanksgiving. The second stanza of the first section reads, Streams of mercy, never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, Paul said in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 15. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly, Romans 5 and verse 6. But God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5 and verse 8. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. 1 John 3 and verse 1. My sheep hear my voice, Jesus said, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them an eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand, reads John chapter 10, verses 27 through 29. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, reads 1 Peter 1 and verse 4. An upward look of thanksgiving includes having an attitude of gratitude. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together, says the psalmist in chapter 34, verses 1 through 3. Praise ye the Lord, praise, O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and His glory above the heavens. Psalms chapter 113, verses 1 through 4. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. Psalms 5 and verse 3. Looking in the right direction includes a backward look of remembrance. That's number 2 of Romans 6 and verse 17. Ye were the servants of sin. A backward look of remembrance, which is the only alternative. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Romans 6:16. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 30. A backward look of remembrance would include when we walked in darkness. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Ephesians 5 and verse 8. God delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Colossians 1 and verse 13. A backward look of remembrance when we were the servants of the devil. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin," literally a slave to sin. John 8, verse 34. A backward look of remembrance when members were used for unrighteousness. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. Romans 6 and verse 19. Looking in the right direction includes an inward look of decision. Ye have obeyed from the heart. That's category number 3. Romans 6:17. Acceptable obedience involves all functions of the heart. We obey with intellect. We obey intelligently and with understanding. The apostles were told to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:19. We obey with our will. We obey voluntarily. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come," and let him that heareth say, "Come." And let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22 and verse 17. We obey with emotion. We obey affectionately. Jesus said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." Matthew 22 and verse 37. This obedience sets us free from sin. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Romans 6 and verse 18. And now why tarriest thou, that is, why wait? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22 and verse 16. Obedience sets us free from sin because we are blood bought. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. Reads 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. Spiritual elders, pastors, bishops, or shepherds were told, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Spirit hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood," reads Acts 20 and verse 28. Obedience sets us free from sin, sets us apart for a spiritual special purpose. The Bible says that Jesus did sanctify the people with His own blood. Hebrews 13 and verse 12. Yield your members, servants to righteousness unto holiness. Romans 6 and verse 19. Obedience sets us free from sin into a spiritual army for spiritual battle. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. 2 Timothy 2, 3 and 4. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6, 11 and 12. Obedience sets us free from sin and therefore slaves of Christ. He died for all that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 15. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. Obedience has set us free from sin, serving God with all our being. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of His Son, reads Romans 1 and verse 9. Obedience has set us free from sin for God's interest. Paul said of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned, he said. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, he said. In perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside these things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. 2 Corinthians 11, 24 through 28. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak, Paul said. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. 1 Corinthians 9, 20 through 22. Looking in the right direction includes an outward look of appreciation. For that form of doctrine which was delivered you, Romans 6 and verse 17. When the form is removed from concrete sets, the steps and form are the same in length, width, height, and depth. Similarly, the teaching or doctrine is the pattern or mold. Hearers are to be changed by the mold and conformed to it. So, what form of doctrine was he speaking of in Romans 6 and verse 17? A form of the death, burial, and resurrection. Coupled with repentance, we die to sin through a watery grave of baptism, which is a form of Christ's death. We are buried with Him by baptism, which is a form of Christ's burial. We are raised in newness of life after baptism, which is a form of Christ's resurrection and a form of salvation or eternal life. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain, Paul said. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins. There's the death. According to the Scriptures, and that He was buried. There's the burial. And that He rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. There's the resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. So, the gospel is the story of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The form, mold, or pattern to which we are to conform, death with Christ. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Romans 6 and verse 6. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Galatians 5 and verse 24. The form, mold, or pattern to which we are to conform, burial with Christ. Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death. Romans 6 and verse 4. The form, mold, or pattern to which we are to conform, resurrection with Christ. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6 and verse 4. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Read Romans 6 and verse 5. The form, mold, or pattern to which we are to conform, appearance in newness of life. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. For in that He died unto sin once. But in that He liveth unto God. Likewise reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6, verses 8 through 11. Baptized into His death benefits, because in His family we are under His will and in the right relationship, looking in the right direction. In contrast, being in the rich man's family of Luke chapter 16 has zero spiritual death benefits. Looking in the right direction includes a forward look of duty, free from sin, servants of righteousness. Romans 6:18. Now that we know who we are, bondservants, slaves unto Christ, what is required of us? What are we to be and do? We are not to love the world. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication or immorality, uncleanness or impurity, inordinate affection or passion, evil concupiscence or evil desire, and covetousness or greed, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that is created him. Colossians 3, verses 5 through 10. What are we to be and do? Not use any of our members to sin. Jesus said, "Whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." Matthew 5 and verse 28. The pure heart or purified souls, 1 Peter 1:22, thinks on divine things, Philippians 4 and verse 8. Now we have the same aims, the same motives, the same views of life here and hereafter that the Savior has. If ye then be risen with Christ, referencing our resurrection with Christ through baptism, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians 3, the first two verses. What are we to be and do? Blessings which come from being a servant of God. Freedom from practice of sin, its guilt, its bondage, from horrible results of it. For he that is dead to sin, is freed from sin. Romans 6 and verse 7. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Romans 6 and verse 14. Blessings which come to servants of God, a new master. Eyes see good things, ears hear good things, tongues speak good words, hands do good deeds, feet walk in the path of peace. Blessings which come to servants of God, a fruitful life. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Romans 6 and verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Blessings which come to servants of God, a happy destiny. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6 and verse 23. This gives Christians a higher view of death. The end is a wonderful beginning. God's creatures in His world spiritually feasting on His bounty. In conclusion, never forget upon us His marvelous love has been bestowed. And unto Him we must someday give an account. Are we looking in the right direction? Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Matthew 7 and verse 21. Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:38. Not the Holy Spirit Himself, but that which the Holy Spirit gives, the free gift of salvation through the Holy Spirit revealed Word of God. God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. But as you have obeyed from the heart, being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Romans 6, 17 and 18. If you have need, please come as together we stand and sing.
I am weak of soul.